This is Ozarks at Large. Most schools in our area are officially out for summer, leaving students the opportunity to swim or play video games all day long, potentially losing some of the academic gains they made during the previous 9 months. Tomorrow at the Jones Center in Springdale, advocates, city officials, community groups, and school officials will gather for an open forum to discuss how to offer more opportunities to school children when school is not in session. The Arkansas Out of School Network is a sponsored initiative of Arkansas State University's Childhood Services, an organization whose mission is to ensure the young people have safe, healthy, and enriching experiences when they're not in school, meaning after school and summer. Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz recently spoke with LaVita Wills-Hale, the director of AOSN, and she says that organization knows schools are doing all they can to meet the many requirements they have.
We know that when children are not involved in any kind of structured activity, be it in after-school time hours or in the summer, then they really can become involved in things that are not productive, that will lead them down the wrong path. And so what we really like to focus on, the fact, is that when children do become involved in programming that is engaging, that is fun, that also supports their learning and supports what they're doing in the classroom, we know that they are more likely to graduate high school. We know that they're more likely to go on to the next grade and complete their coursework and be on grade level. We know that they are more likely than not to be able to be productive in their community and exercise leadership skills and become involved in service learning opportunities. So we know that these kinds of opportunities make the difference for so many kids and really lead them to future development, meaningful careers, helps them go on to college or some kind of other training and certification. So we're talking about young people being able to become well-rounded, productive citizens.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a after-school program. I mean, dance class, basketball, volunteering at the public library, all of those sorts of things help.
Yes, because what you're really talking about is positive youth development. Now, more often than not, for us to see the gains over the long term, we really do want regular participation. But that can come in many different forms. And so what we're also seeing is that the more structured programs are finding ways to partner with those more short-term opportunities to bring in the music, the dance, the arts, the STEM, the science, the technology, the engineering and mathematics, robotics, all of those things working together to really make sure that what we call in the youth development profession, attending to the whole child. So it's not only their grades and homework that we're concerned about. We're also concerned that they can get along with their peers and that they find out the things that they're interested in, and then we find ways to support that growth.
I know that there are, in Northwest Arkansas, in our listening area up here, there are a ton of summer camps. I mean, there's a thing called Nerdies. There are, you know, various youth organizations, the museums, War Eagle, you know, outdoor camps. There are tons of summer camps. How important is it to participate in something, you know, over the summer, even if it's just for, you know, maybe 3 hours a day, 5 days out of that 2.5-month-long summer?
We know that all kids experience a summer learning loss if they're not involved in some kind of learning. And by learning, we don't mean repeating, you know, the classroom experience, but really having some way to engage their mind and their physical being. And so what we know is that children can lose up to 2 months of grade level equivalency if they're not engaged. So it is vitally important that we keep them thinking about things, keep those literacy skills up. Even kids, we know that elementary kids, for instance, lose most in the area of spelling and math. And so if we can find fun ways, engaging ways through the camps and things that you've just mentioned, or a more structured program like a Boys and Girls Club or a school-based program, not to repeat the school year, but to really find a way to help kids be creative, have hands-on activities that gets them moving and gets them thinking and helps them to create things and projects, that can make all the difference so that when they go back to school, we don't have to worry about the traditional summer slide and catching kids up again in the new school year.
How much time are teachers spending at the beginning of a new school year, you know, just getting students reacclimated to a school environment and maybe perhaps reteaching them? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think for kids, I don't have an exact, you know, a block of time, but particularly for kids who are not engaged, reteaching the skills that they should have retained from the previous grade is a really huge concern, particularly for kids who may not have the family resources or access in their community to these kinds of positive, engaging learning experiences. I mean, something as simple as getting a library card and going to the library and maybe picking up the summer reading list and participating in the local library's summer reading program can make all the difference. So we know that time and time again, teachers and educators really stress the importance, particularly for children who may be right on the cusp anyway, that we really need to make sure that they're engaging these opportunities. So I would say if you talk to any educator, they will tell you that the review and really catching all students up at the beginning of the year is a huge concern.
I know. I always did the summer reading program when I was a kid at the Fayetteville Public Library. One of my favorite things. I hope to have my children in there also. Are there other things that parents can do with their kids over the summer?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have, as the Arkansas Out of School Network, we have on our website, which is www.aosn.org, we have a list of all of the low-cost or no-cost activities that include things that are just a one-week or a one-time, anything from cooking classes, your state parks have wonderful programming in some areas. Anything that you can think of, really, that stimulates thinking, that gets a trip to a local museum or local exhibit of any kind, a trip outdoors, a fishing trip, anything that you can spend that one-on-one quality time. But I really want to say the most important thing that we can do to children over the summer to help them is encourage them to read. And to read to your children and to help them access books, be that books that are purchased individually or by just going and checking out a book. We can't underestimate the importance of children just really strengthening and maintaining their literacy skills over the summer.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much, Levita.
Thank you for having me.
Levita Wills-Hale, the director of the Arkansas Out of School Network, will be at the Jones Center for Children and Families in Springdale tomorrow for an open forum from 11:30 until 1:30. She'll be joined by representatives of the Northwest Arkansas Council, Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, Springdale Public Schools, and the mayor of Springdale. The public is invited to attend the forum. They will also discuss National Summer Learning Day, which is June 20th. The event tomorrow is free. However, registration is required. To sign up, you can email Stacy@nwacouncil.org or call 927-9800. For more information on the Arkansas Out of School Network, you can go online to aosn.org.